potential candidate for District 3 for the Aiken City Council. And we are now ready to receive the petition.
And just tell us what you have.
I have 508 signatures from citizens of District 3 to give me the right to run as a petition candidate for the City Council of District 3.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, let me go over to what will happen from this point forward.
We receive your petition. We verify the number of pages, the number of names on the petition. Once that's done, we'll deliver the petitions to the Aiken County Registration and Election Commission. They will then verify the names and the resident of the petition. They must live in District 3, must be registered voters living in District 3. Once that's completed, they will notify us. The Voter Registration Office will notify us, the Municipal Election Commission, we will, if it's favorable and 253 voters are required. So if you have 253 voters that qualifies, then your name will be placed on the ballot for the November 6th general election for Aiken City Council. So that's where we are now, and we will proceed to verify what you have just submitted to us. And by the way, this is Mike McLaren, a member of the Municipal Election Commission, and the other member is Keith Wood, and Keith is not available this morning for this purpose, but we're going to take care of whatever needs to be done. Well, no, we don't need your presence, but as soon as we get the final results, we will notify you of the results. So from here, we will notify you or Steve or whoever you suggest. So that's where we are now.
Great.
So do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Any member from the audience have any questions?
I just got in. One more. Can I still have it?
Yes.
That's three more than twice as many.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me just get the right number.
You want to just notify Steve?
Yes, if that's your desire, we will do that. Yes, okay. And we will begin working on these and now verifying them. And once we complete our verification, we'll forward them to or deliver them to the Voter Registration Office. And it's going to take us a while to do this, and you're welcome to wait for it. I don't know exactly how long it's going to take us, but you're welcome to wait until we finish. Now, the final, I wish you could, the final results from the Voter Registration Office, hopefully will be available by the middle of next week.
Okay.
Yeah. And at that time, we will know exactly where we stand, and if things are like they appears to be, your name will appear on the ballot.
Super.
Okay.
Thanks
so much, and you welcome to wait. Now we, Mac and I, are going to start our task.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all my family, friends, and citizens of District 3.
Okay, Mac, this is going to require a little time on both of our parts, but I tell you, I think we have to verify this. We can't just send it to them based on what they submit to us. So,
what you got in mind here for us to do these pieces?
Yeah, right.
The names.
And there's 12. Okay, and you can say 1, 2. So the guy that the schedule, the cutoff is 12 o'clock today for petition, and we have Alan out here. Said he's trying to get the required number of petition, but he doesn't have it. And he wants to see if there's any way he could extend the time.
Not one aware of. I think today is the deadline.
From today, noon today until.
Is that understand? You
know, Mr. Allen, some specific time.
Well, I can get that
request.
Friday.
Okay, Mac, we
go ahead and do this.
Yes, on the on
page one.
Hey, well,
okay. You record our action. Reverend Allen,
yes.
come forth, please.
Actually, if we put him over in.
Yeah, go to Michael on the end over there.
That'll give his comments on the record.
Either one.
Yes, right there. Okay, Reverend, you can make your statement. This is Aiken Municipal Election Commission. I'm Richard Johnson, Jr., and Mr. Mike McLaren, and we will listen now to your request.
Mr. Chairman, I was at death in the family. I just got my papers actually on, I think it was last Friday or Monday. And I was held up, and I'd like to get an extension from 9 to Monday at 12 o'clock to bring my signature. I got the most of them, but I haven't finished, and I don't want to stop in the middle. Just like to get an extension to Monday at 12 o'clock to bring the other names in.
Okay. We have heard your request, and we have researched the information on that, and I will now ask our city attorney, Mr. Richard Pierce, to respond to your request.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Richard Pierce, the Aiken City staff attorney. Ms. Rideout came and got me from the city manager's office. I'm sorry I don't have my coat on, but I actually left it in the car. But in response to the commission's request, I have done a research of South Carolina law and specifically code section 5-15-110. And that code section specifically provides that candidates for municipal offices in any partisan or nonpartisan general election nominated by petition shall file the necessary petition with the Municipal Election Commission 75 days before the general election concerned. The commission shall examine the petition and determine its validity not later than 60 days before the general election concerned. A nomination petition must bear the signatures of not less than 5% of the qualified electors of the geographical area of the office for which he offers as a candidate. I have discussed this with you, Mr. Chairman, and I've also checked South Carolina case precedent. And the use of the word shall in this code section is significant because under our state law and case law decisions, that language is mandatory. There's no provision in here for an enlargement in time for the commission to grant any kind of extension. So to the extent that you have advertised a deadline today at noon, then that deadline is a firm deadline and you cannot extend it. In fact, in just the brief moments that I've had before we went on the record, I did a very quick check of South Carolina case law, and there was a case out of the Lowcountry where a judge actually extended the time in deadline for an election, and the Supreme Court was very clear when the case, when the statutory law uses mandatory language for deadlines, that is the deadline. Not even the courts can extend the deadline for the filing of the petition. So with due respect to Mr. Allen's loss of his family, I'm sorry to hear about that. Unfortunately, the City of Aiken Election Commission possesses no authority to extend a deadline for filing a nomination by petition for a petition candidate to participate in the municipal elections, which I understand will be in November.
Yes, right. Correct.
And Mr. Chairman, can you go into just the write-in candidate? That's possible, isn't it? Well, you don't have to be on the ballot, just a write-in candidate. Isn't that possible?
And that, that might be an appropriate question to research with the election commission.
Yes. Let me ask you this. On the latest ruling where we're operating on the where if no candidate filed for a write-in or petition candidate 14 days after the filing date closed.
Let's see. That is actually a separate code section. Right. That's section 7-13-190, Mr. Chairman. And it says here, and that talks about unopposed elections, and it says when no person has filed a declaration to be a write-in candidate pursuant to the section, the candidate for who filed for office must be declared the winner. So that would leave open the possibility of someone running as a write-in candidate.
What would have to be done to proceed as a write-in candidate? What documentation is required, if any, to the election commission?
And it would just take some further research on my part, Mr. Chairman. I didn't know that would be an issue today about a write-in candidacy.
Right. Well.
But certainly Mr. Allen can check with Mr. Budenball at the election commission to find out what they would require. And I can do some further research this afternoon to answer that for you. It's just that for someone, the 5-15-110 is for someone who wants to be nominated by petition as opposed to being nominated by the party.
Right.
And that deadline, I understand, was today. You cannot
expand.
But as far as running as a write-in candidate, I would think that Mr. Allen would want to speak with Stuart Biedenball at the County Election Commission to find out that information.
Okay.
that's not something I can just quickly.
Yes, right. Right, okay. Would you be in a position to give a definitive answer as to what the requirement would be from the city point of view in
for the write-in candidate?
Yes, for the write-in. Yeah,
I can do some research on that, Mr. Johnson. I do know definitively you can't grant an extension.
Oh yes, well the extension, right. The grant of extension. That's a closed case. Now that situation is ended.
You need a finding though for your record.
Yes.
On that. That's just my legal advice to you.
Right. Okay. Based on the information just received from the staff attorney, unfortunately, there is no grace period that could be granted for the extension for a petition. So, unfortunately, we cannot grant an extension for a petition. What you can do, you can, and the staff attorney has indicated that he would do some research on this as for the possibilities of a write-in, and at a time as soon as possible, he will make a decision on that and would advise you.
I cannot give Mr. Allen legal advice. I want to be clear about that. I can advise the commission.
Right, okay.
But Mr. Allen is certainly free to consult with an attorney to find out what would be required to do a write-in candidacy, and that's why I recommend also a consultation by Mr. Allen with Mr. Beatonball down at the election commission, because he would be familiar with that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, for the records, the request for an extension for filing petition with Reverend Gary Allen Sr. Is denied based on, what's that statute number?
Yes, sir. Those provisions was section 5-15-1.
Based on section
10.
Section 5-15-10 of this.
It's actually, Mr. Chairman, it's 5-15-110.
5-15-110 of the South Carolina State, South Carolina Court of Law.
And if Mr. Allen wants to protect his legal position, I don't see anything wrong with his writing a declaration to be a write-in candidate and filing it with the commission today. As far as the procedure for handling that, we can look into that.
Right.
But if to protect his rights, since he was here before the noon hour, if he wants to write his declaration to conduct a write-in candidacy, that would prevent them.
Okay. Okay.
Can't we talk to Election Commission Beatonball and find out if that's permissible?
What we've got, Mr. McLaren, is that it says in here that if no one has filed a declaration to be a write-in candidate pursuant to the section, and that's talking about unopposed elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a verbal declaration, so Mr. Allen does have the right to do a written declaration to run a write-in candidacy. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because he informed us of that before the noon hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, we can move on. He can be a write-in candidate without any other consultation.
Well, I would encourage Mr. Allen just to check with Mr. Beatonball to make sure that there's not something that we're overlooking inadvertently. I mean, I didn't know that was an issue, so.
Do you know where the location is of the voter registration?
Yes, I do. Well, Mr. Chairman, what I'll do, I will get back, Mr. Beatonball. Maybe Monday, I'll go ahead and solicit the names I'm going to get, and I'll get back with him Monday and do that, or do I need to do that today?
Well, now, you need to be aware.
As far as the names are concerned, that's That's, well, closed. That case is closed. We cannot accept any names.
No.
You give you a petition, your request for a petition extension, uh-huh. That's closed. And unfortunately, there's no remedy for that because of the state statutory law. And 12 noon today is the final period for that. However, if you desire to pursue the possibility of a write-in candidate, you may do that. You can make that known in writing today, and then the procedural thing could be worked out, as I understand it from our attorney.
Yes, and that is correct, Mr. Chairman. For the completeness of the record, you want Mr. Allen to file his written declaration to conduct a write-in candidacy for the office of mayor, just so you have that for the record.
Right.
We've got his statements on the record.
Mm-hmm. If you desire, you may make a written request for a candidate to be a candidate as a write-in candidate, and you that need to be done in writing. You need to provide us with a statement, a written statement to that effect.
Okay.
Today.
Well, I would do that. And
okay.
We will.
Well, if with
really, it really needs to happen right now, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, right.
Since we've discussed it.
Yeah.
Done now.
Right. So.
Do you have a form for that, Sarah?
Is this form?
Let her fill it out and let me sign it. I can't read my own writing. I know you all can't read it.
Is it possible just to call Mr. Beedenball to find out if they have a different form for a write-in candidacy? Maybe they could fax that to him. Or email it. Maybe they can just email it.
I might as well just take my seat, huh?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Twelve.
12/24.
12.
11 on 27. Six on 28.
Eight on 29.
Eight on 30.
We'd like to get Stuart on the telephone maybe so that we can tell you the time has passed
for that. Oh,
West, okay.
Excuse me.
Got four.
On 31?
Yep.
Stewart, we're up here in the council room, and Richard Johnson is there.
532.
And I'll give the phone to Richard.
Let's get that 532.
Hold on, please.
Hey, I'm fine. Mr. Allen has indicated he would like to run as a write-in candidate for mayor in the Aiken City election. Exactly, right. Yeah, I've got it right in front of me. Well, of course, what we've got is a situation where on a council member election, that filing period is closed. We have a petition candidate. Okay. So is that only for the nomination by petition candidates? Mm-hmm. when someone runs as a write-in candidate, do you have a form that you use that they fill out? There's just a write-in blank on the ballot. Okay, all right. All right. Okay, all right, very good. Thanks, Stuart. Yeah. Okay, okay, very good. All right, thank you now. Bye. Do you have the calendar for the municipal elections? Can I take a look at that? That's a good cell phone.
Okay.
That looks good. For nomination by petition, which is right here, September 21st of this year. So, in effect, that's a nonpartisan candidate who wants to be on the ballot by petition. That was today. Mm-hmm. So,
right, that's right. Today.
Today. So, I think the situation you have is Mr. Allen has not indicated he wanted to be with a political party nominee. If he had done that, he'd be out. Mm-hmm. He can get his petition done. I think what we can have him do is on a piece of paper, just write a one sentence. I declare I'm running as a write-in candidate for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ballot that you'll do in November will show candidate for mayor, Frederick B. Kavanaugh,
right.
Or he does it.
Right.
And then there'll be a blank for write-in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how you'll do it.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
That's how you have to do it. But I think he goes right in because the absolute deadline for candidates was today.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a partisan candidate, I would say we'd go back to August 13th. But he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
You'll just have a write-in blank on the mayor list.
Right.
But the only name that'll be on the map will be for us. I think that's the best way to handle it.
Yeah, but it's always that way anyway. It's
sure.
Writing on the ballot.
Good.
The name and then the writing. That's the standard procedure.
All right, very good. Yeah. That's very good. Excellent. Then I think you comply with state law to do that.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So,
if we can go back on the record, too, Ms.
It's all that
Mr. Allen?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we have an answer for you.
Thank you, sir.
And we just get you to go over there to the microphone. That way you'll be on the record.
Yes, sir.
We on the record, Ms. Ryan? Mr. Chairman, Richard Pierce, the city staff attorney. Based on our earlier conversation, I've actually spoken on the phone to Mr. Beatonbaugh, and he's indicated that Mr. Allen's already been down to the commission this morning and had a discussion with him.
Okay.
And on my review of the applicable code section, which is 7-13-190, which covers special elections, but it's also applicable to municipal elections as well.
Right.
It does say that if the filing period is closed and no one has declared as a write-in candidate, then that person is deemed elected. But of course, Mr. Allen has been here before the noon hour today. We've had to do some research. So it would be my legal opinion that if Mr. Allen will just get a piece of paper and we just have on that piece of paper, I declare I'm running as a write-in candidate for the office of mayor for the city of Aiken, and we have him sign it dated today, that could be filed with the commission, and he could do a write-in candidacy. But just so we're all clear on the record, as we normally do in elections, those candidates who are nominated would have their name on. Anyone who has filed the appropriate petition would be listed also on the ballot, and then there'll just be a write-in blank.
Right.
So that at the time of the general election, if someone goes to the poll to vote for mayor and they want to vote for Mr. Allen, then they would have to actually write that name in.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. So does that help clear it up for you, Mr. Allen?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Have we got a blank piece of paper? Mr. Allen, with your permission, I think you mentioned earlier on the record that your handwriting is somewhat awful.
It's kind of terrible.
I want to make a fair statement. I don't want to make an unfair statement. But if it's all right with you, then I'll just put that information on this piece of paper.
That'll be fine, sir.
You sign it.
Thank you, sir.
And if you were writing your name in the ballot, how would you write your name, Mr. Allen?
Gary Allen Sr.
Okay. And it's A-L-L-E-N?
A-L-L-E-N. Senior. 428 Ridge Avenue Northwest.
428
Ridge Avenue Northwest, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801.
And what is your phone number, Mr. Allen?
Just a minute. It's new. It's 803-508-2373.
Okay, sir. And what is your voter registration number?
It looked like it was 2584. You want to look at it? Let him look at it for me. I don't know what it is.
I'll be happy to look at it.
Let him look at it. It's brand new, right off the press.
Thank you, Pam.
Fine. How you doing today? Good.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
oh, okay. Mr. Allen, I'm showing the registration number of 2000584, and it is that address that you gave us.
Right.
The 428 Ridge Avenue.
Correct.
And you wanted to, you're declaring that you're a write-in candidate for the office of mayor of the city of Aiken?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to take this over to Mr. Allen for signature.
All right, sir.
All right, here's your voter registration card.
Okay.
And then I just want to show you what I put on here, Mr. Allen, just what I said.
Okay.
I, Gary Allen Sr., 428 Ridge Avenue Northwest, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801, phone number 803-508-2373, voter registration number 2000584. Declare that I am a write-in candidate for the office of mayor of the city of Aiken.
who stated that. You just need to sign it right there, Gary Allen C.
Thank you, sir. On this line, I'll do that.
You pick a line.
Should he have the date of the election on it?
Pardon?
Should he have the date of the election on it for the November 6th general?
Yeah, we'll include that November 6th.
Okay.
Won't hurt it. I get it. You make a copy of that for me?
We will make a copy of that for you. And we're just going to fill in the date of the election.
All right.
It's November 6th?
Yes, November 6th.
So anybody registered to vote, they have to vote by October 6th or before October 6th.
But I think it's a 30 days.
30 days, October.
I'll make a copy of this. Mr. Johnson, if you don't mind just endorsing this as received by you as chairman of the City Election Commission. That way Mr. Allen will have that for his record. And just above that, if you'll just put received September 21, 2007. And then below your signature, if you just put your name as chairman of the City Elections Commission.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Matt, we can proceed. I was 33 is the next one. 33.
Mr. Chairman, I just, for the record, I have filed that original statement in with the clerk, and understand the commission has received Mr. Allen's petition to write as a write-in candidate, and I've given back his voter registration card and also provided him with a copy of the statement of his write-in candidacy. And that is for the November 6, 2007 general election.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, sir. Mr. Allen, you're now authorized to be a write-in candidate for the mayor's office to sit vacant November 6, 2007. Do you have any further questions?
Oh, I don't believe so. That affects me. I'm sure I was so quick, but it was nice.
Okay.
I know you're afraid for me, but I get it.
All right, sir. Well, we've done what we could do.
I know. I appreciate that.
Okay. Good. For the sake of the record, the Elections Commission have gone on record authorizing Reverend Gary Allen Sr. to be a candidate for mayor as a write-in candidate for mayor of the City of Aiken, November 6, 2007. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. That's it.